What's up, fundraisers? This is Simon Scriver.
And this is Nikki Bell, and we are the founders of the virtual fundraising conference, Fundraising Everywhere.
And we have just launched Fundraising Everywhere membership. So if you want full access to the virtual conference every November, if you want full access to the Fundraising Everywhere festival in May, if you want bonus downloads, if you want access to extra sessions, if you want access to VIP events, if you want access to all of my masterclasses online, if you want Pizza for Losers discount, if you want all this stuff and loads more, and a whole bunch of other stuff, which we can't even cram into this tiny podcast ad. But if you want part of that, then go to fundraisingeverywhere.com, become a member, be part of the family, pay a small monthly membership fee to us, and you'll get all of this stuff.
Will that do?
You're listening to Simon Scriver's amazingly ultimate fundraising superstar podcast, talking all things fundraising, charities, nonprofits, and more. Here's your host, as always, Simon Scriver.
What's the story, fundraisers? It is the most wonderful time of the year. Yes, Christmas, not Giving Tuesday, but Giving Tuesday is here as well. And so today's quick tip, as we always do, we try and cram it into less than 10 minutes as best as I can. But this quick tip is about how to get the most out of Giving Tuesday. Whether you think Giving Tuesday increases people's likelihood to give, whether you think it motivates less experienced charities to ask, maybe you're indifferent to it, or maybe you even think it's harmful to our Christmas campaigns. But the truth is, Giving Tuesday is here to stay. So we have to consider how we're going to approach it and how you can get the most of it. First of all, what you want to do is really ask yourself why you're asking or why you're taking part in it at all. Is it really the right time for you to send an ask to supporters? You know, you're probably putting a lot into your Christmas appeal at the moment. You're probably putting a lot into Christmas events. Are you doing this simply because there's a pressure to do it, or there's a feeling that you should be doing it? Or does it actually make sense in terms of your communications plan? There is pressure from suppliers and organizations, and there's a buzz around the media, and there's a buzz around the organizations that are behind these kind of campaigns. But really reflect on yourself and be brutally honest. Is it the right timing and the right campaign for you? Don't just send out an ask for the sake of sending out an ask, especially if that ask isn't great. It's going to get lost in all the noise of Giving Tuesday, and you've probably seen it. You remember it from last year. If you don't remember it, then you've seen it on like Black Friday and all these kind of annual campaigns. You just get a flux of crappy emails into your inbox, and they just clog up your inbox. There's so much noise. It's very, very hard to compete. Or worse, what it can do is actually prompt people to unsubscribe, because they get into the frame of mind and into the habit of unsubscribing from all this fluff that's being sent out to them, and you might just be another casualty in their inbox. So really, really think about it and make sure it's worthwhile. If you are going to send it out, then you want to be noticed. You want to try and be noticed above the other noise in someone's inbox. You want to try and give something to people that they're going to appreciate, respond to, and certainly not get pissed off with. So first of all, the first thing we're going to do is think about the subject line. The subject line is really, really important. Simply announcing that it's Giving Tuesday is not the best subject line. Lots of people are going to do that. You're going to be just another one of those. People getting your email, they're either going to know it's Giving Tuesday, and so you don't need to announce it, or they're not going to know it's Giving Tuesday. And so really, it's not the best thing to lead with. We're going to talk about that in a second. But we want to think about a subject line that's going to get noticed. The same rules apply as with all of our email campaigns. Use some of the free online tools that are out there to check your subject line. Make sure it's best practice, ticking the boxes of the subject lines that get noticed most, and think about your own personal audience and what they are interested in and what they respond to. Now, in your appeal, let's think about what motivates people to give. And hint, it is not because it's Tuesday. That is not the reason people give. It is not your best ask. It is not your best appeal. It is not your best campaign. Nobody gives a shit that it's Tuesday. If anything, people hate that it's Tuesday. So don't be going on about how it's Giving Tuesday. That is not a reason for people to give. People give because we share compelling stories. People give because we show a need. And people give because we have a very clear ask. So show them a tangible problem. Tell them a story that really paints the picture of what your organization does. And tell them what they can do to make that problem go away. Spell it out for them. It's the same as any other appeal. Don't let Giving Tuesday clog up this shit with all this, you know, the feeling that you have to talk about Giving Tuesday. It is not why people are interested in your organization, and it's not why they're going to become interested in your organization. Now, you might have an even better reason to ask and a better reason to give. And what I'm talking about here is matched giving. This is one of the things that is good about Giving Tuesday. And there's very few things that are good about Giving Tuesday. But the great thing about Giving Tuesday is we are seeing more major donors, more groups, more businesses who are taking part in matched giving. They're saying for every euro or dollar that your donor donates, they're going to match it dollar for dollar. And that's great, because what it does is it increases the chances that someone is going to say yes. And if they do say yes, it increases how much they give, because they feel like their donation is going further. So if you have matched giving in place, then yeah, we're going to be loud and proud about that. And that is a reason to ask, because matched giving on Giving Tuesday has a deadline to it. And so it works really, really well. If you don't have matched giving, then think about, firstly, if you're going to do this at all, but think about how you can bring in matched giving for next year. Start having the conversations with those major donors on your books. Start having the conversations with your corporate partners, and start looking at funding that's available in your area that can be used in this way, because match giving is wonderful. You can do it at Christmas. You can do it on Giving Tuesday. You can do it any day, and it always helps your results. Now, if you don't have match giving, if you don't have a really good ask to go out for it, or even if you do have a really good ask, consider radio silence. Yeah, don't try to compete with all the other organizations out there, especially the ones who have a bigger budget, who can do this a bit better. Wait, put the energy into your Christmas appeal when there's going to be less noise. Put the energy into other times of the year when you are going to stand out, and you're not going to be, you know, with hundreds of other Giving Tuesday campaigns that are being pushed out there right after Black Friday when everyone's spent all their fucking money. This is not necessarily the best time for you, so don't feel pressured to compete. And do not pay for advertising. Do not pay for advertising. Do not put any money into Google ads, into social media posts, anything like that. Don't do it. The prices go up because everyone else is doing it. And again, there's just so much noise. It's not fucking worth it. Find a better time to put money into your ads, or don't. Now, the alternative is, of course, not asking at all, not staying silent, but actually thanking. And we see lots of fundraisers and people in the sector who really know what they're talking about, who push this more and more every year. Use Giving Tuesday as an opportunity to thank. Use Giving Tuesday as an opportunity to build relationships with people, to deepen those relationships as we approach Christmas, when your real appeal is going to land. So make sure if you decide that you want to do something, weigh up if maybe thanking is better. Get your board members involved. Get your volunteers involved. Make the phone calls. Make the email. Send the emails out, which are just thanking people. Share the stories. Gush over them. Don't ask. Yeah. So the people who will read it, they will still respond to this and make donations if they want to. But if they don't, at least we haven't annoyed them with yet another ask appeal for no reason except for the fact that it's Tuesday. Now, finally, consider what you're going to do after Giving Tuesday. You know, you might get some new donors on. I mean, let's face it, you're probably not going to, so don't put that pressure on yourself. But if you do get new donors in, or you do deepen relationships with existing donors or supporters you already have do decide to make that donation, then really, really consider what's going to happen after Giving Tuesday. Like any appeal that we put out, we have to have a plan in place of how we're going to communicate with people who donate to us. So what is the thank you that's going to go out? What are we going to try and do with them now? Are we going to try and long-term move them across to monthly giving? Are we going to invite them into events? Are we going to invite them to thank you events? Are we going to chat to them on the phone? Are we going to send them surveys? What is it we can do to deepen that relationship beyond the transaction of Giving Tuesday? My fundraising friend Rory Green says it best. She says, when you're thinking about Giving Tuesday, do you want donations or do you want donors? And we want donors. We want people who are going to stick around, who are going to have relationships with us, who are going to deepen their giving time after time after time. But that doesn't happen if we just think about this one day and then cut them off afterwards. There needs to be engagement. There needs to be thanking. We need to bring them back around that cycle of ask, thank, report, ask, thank, report. We need to look after them so that they keep giving. And then think about Christmas as well. You know, are these people that make a donation on Giving Tuesday, are they going to get an appeal at Christmas as well? I mean, that's only a few weeks away. Woo! So not necessarily, probably don't want to be asking them at Christmas again. But if you ask someone here and they don't respond, then yeah, very possibly you're going to be sending the Christmas appeal to them anyway. Or consider this, someone who does donate to you on Giving Tuesday, what about sending them your Christmas appeal and just saying, hey, what do you think of this? You've already done so much for us. We're not expecting you to give here. But as someone who's interested in our work, we thought you might like to see what we're pushing out to the public, and we'd love to get your opinion. That way you get opinions, that way you get engagement. And yes, sometimes you get donations with people who are feeling especially generous. But the key thing here is planning. And frankly, it's probably too late to plan too much for Giving Tuesday this year. So start thinking about next year. How do you bring in matched giving? How do you deepen those relationships? How do you communicate with people after that Giving Tuesday? And how do you make it more than just this one stupid fucking day, which is not the reason people that give to you? Yeah, how can we deepen these relationships? How can we keep people giving around? And how can we communicate with them in a way they want to be communicated with, about a thing that they want to be communicated about? Does that make sense? Kind of. Anyway, here we are. We're in December. I am really looking forward to Christmas. We'll have maybe one or two, or maybe even more quick tips in the run-up to Christmas. And we have got, of course, some great interviews coming up every Thursday on the podcast, the fundraising podcast. So thank you for tuning in, and continue to tune in and do all the stuff you do. Like, share, rate it, whatever people do with podcasts. That's it. Thank you.
You've been listening to Simon Scriver's Amazingly Ultimate Fundraising Superstar Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and head over to changefundraising.com to learn more.
What's up, fundraisers? This is Simon Scriver.
And this is Nikki Bell, and we are the founders of the virtual fundraising conference, Fundraising Everywhere.
And we have just launched Fundraising Everywhere membership. So if you want full access to the virtual conference every November, if you want full access to the Fundraising Everywhere festival in May, if you want bonus downloads, if you want access to extra sessions, if you want access to VIP events, if you want access to all of my masterclasses online, if you want Pizza for Losers discount, if you want all this stuff and loads more, and a whole bunch of other stuff, which we can't even cram into this tiny podcast ad. But if you want part of that, then go to fundraisingeverywhere.com, become a member, be part of the family, pay a small monthly membership fee to us, and you'll get all of this stuff.
Will that do?